When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When I go to Sacramento, I will pump up Sacramento. Sacramento.
Turner Sparks just got married and has moved home to America after 12 years living in China. Sir Michael Ira Kaplan has two kids, a wife, a job, and has spent his entire life in the USA. Neither one can figure their country out. This is Lost in America.
All right, everybody, welcome to Lost in America, episode 49. My name's Turner Sparks.
My name, episode 49, my name is Mailed-In Kaplan.
Mailed-In Kaplan?
Yeah, episode 50 is the big one. That's what I'm saving it up for. I'm not going to be funny.
Episode 50 is a big
You're
one.
You're going to carry us.
Is that what's happening?
You're going to carry us, yes.
I'm going to carry us. Listen, when you're close to the finish line, what do? You run through the tape, baby.
Yeah, I'm just going to pace myself and go through it gently.
All right, well, you can find me at Turner B. Sparks on Twitter. You can find Kaplan at K-A-P, Cap in America. Our guest this week is
drumroll, who do we got? Who we
nobody. Got Screw guests. America wants to hear from us.
Well, yeah, well, our guest agents don't want their people to be part of episode number 49.
Exactly. Everyone's ducking us.
It's like the episode before the finale of Seinfeld. Nobody wants, you know. So,
yeah, they all want to get on the last episode. Yeah. So what we're going to be talking this week, I'm going to be talking about the fast food restaurants in China.
Are you? Spoiler.
You want a review?
I want to hear all about the Arby's and Little
Caesars. I'm going to give you all of them, all the dirt.
In alphabetical order?
No, just top to bottom. I'm ranking them.
Oh, okay. That's right up my alley.
All the best, all the worst.
Because whenever I go anywhere, I always like to check out the local fast food. So.
Exactly. Okay. Well, then you get it. We got listener mail. We got people writing in, complaining.
A lot of angry mail. We got more listeners now, so we have more
A lot hate of hate mail. You come after us, we come back after
a
you.
A lot of people. People call me a cuck. I don't know what that means. But.
And we're going to do a number of news stories. We got a few news.
Yeah, it's been a big week. A lot's been going on in the world.
A lot going on.
We've got our fingers on the pulse. Now, if you guys love us, fans, if you love Sparks and Kaplan Comedy Hour.
This is for you.
This is for you. You don't need guests.
Deep dive into ourselves.
Yes, exactly. We're our own guests.
So, okay, well, let's start with this because episode 50... We're revealing our DNA tests.
Yes, that's what we're doing. I've been talking about that for weeks. Many episodes have been promising.
I think for the last 7 or 8 episodes, I got my DNA test done. I sent them in. You got them done.
I rubbed it all over my cheek. I mailed it in. I made sure to seal the package and everything. We're all good.
I'm hoping for 100% Chinese.
I'm hoping for 100% Jew.
You're hoping for Jew?
Yes.
Because then, your comedy stays intact.
Yeah, all my years of jokes will be totally out the window if I reveal to have any goy in me.
So, we have breaking news, I believe, right?
Oh, is that the breaking news music?
Anderson
Cooper? What's the news?
You'd say the news.
This is your
freaking news.
All right, yes, I have breaking news. I know everyone here is a big fan of the Kaplan family, the Kaplan clan, and I have big news. We're not 100% pure.
Wait, what?
Big scandal. Big family scandal.
Wait, what happened?
My dad calls me up the other day, and he found out he had a half-sister.
Your dad has a half... What's a half-sister mean?
A half-sister means my grandfather, before my grandma came into the picture when he was a young 20-year-old lad or 21-year-old lad,
hey.
Something like that, he stripped a Gentile, apparently.
Whoa! So, really?
Yeah, so she tracked my dad down. I guess at first she sent him a letter after my grandfather passed away a few years ago.
Gentiles write letters.
She saw... It was so... My the woman, he had this... affair. What's a better word for affair?
Fling.
A fling, yes. The summer fling. I picture it very old school summer. A little summer loving. But so he had this fling up in the Poconos, I guess. And
Of course, where else?
Where the old sweater factory was, the family business. And she never knew how to track down anybody. But
wait, so he had a summer fling.
Right. Well, and he was, I don't know what it was. I don't want to speak for the really. Yeah. Could
have been winter.
Could have been winter. Yeah, could have been fall.
Any
fall
season.
Fling. Yeah. He had a seasonal fling.
And then. They had this kid.
They had a kid, apparently, yes.
Who's about your dad's age.
Who's 5 years older than my dad.
And then she has some whole Gentile family.
Right, so...
There's Gentile Kaplans?
Well, they're... No, because she went and married some guy, and he raised this girl as his own.
Okay.
Eventually, and I guess... I'm thinking my grandmother never knew about this. She would not have... Obviously, it was before her time, but, you know...
Is she still with us?
No. She's she's a big listener, so I'm telling her. She...
Wow!
She, you know...
So you have a whole new side of your family.
Once I was in college, and a friend of ours, might be a pod listener, gave me a hug, and I told her she's like, who's that? And I said her name, and she's like, oh, just keep her just a friend, because it was a very Gentile-sounding last name.
Oh, your grandma was anti-Gentile.
Yeah, anti-Gentile. So this was a big scandal.
So am I.
So anyway, fast forwarding. So fast forwarding, this is really breaking news because she wrote this letter to my dad, I guess, a couple years ago. And I guess my dad just sort of thought she was like, whatever, and blew her off for a while. But then
what does that mean, whatever?
He just ignored it. I thought maybe she's after money, you know, the Kaplan family estate.
That chocolate foot money.
Yeah, because her mother had passed away, the one from the fall fling.
Okay.
So there was no, but guess how they tracked they nailed my dad to the cross. They got him. They proved it.
DNA
testing, baby.
Wow.
Yes, they matched my cousin on DNA. The best thing, I blabber about
it. Get
her
on the pod.
The best way not to reveal your secret is for me to not get the information.
Okay.
We should get her on the pod. We bring my dad on. I wish he didn't know about this. I wish I found out about this.
Oh, we could be Maury Povich.
We could have had a brawl.
You are not the father.
Yeah, I don't think, but yeah. So, but anyway, I would like to find out if there are any more skeletons in my side or in your side. That'd be more interesting.
So back to our break.
But we got a problem.
What's our problem?
I don't know how we're going to get our DNA results because we both sent in the same form. And neither of us read that. I went online. You don't get them by mail. You get them on internet. You have to log in to get this DNA result. So I tried to log in the other day. I don't know if you've tried this, but you can't get into the account. You need a password.
You didn't tell me about this.
Yeah. So I tried. So
wait, what?
So we need a password. And then I don't know what the password is. So I tried to contact them. And they said, oh, it was on a piece of paper that, like, they gave us a default password that then we could set up our own password.
What?
And neither of us...
You didn't tell... You just told me to swab my cheek and send it in.
I gave you the paperwork. You didn't look at it closely.
Didn't give me the paperwork.
So I don't know. I contacted the company. They said, because we bought it through Amazon, we got to go through Amazon. I tried to call Amazon. It's very hard to call Amazon. They don't have phones.
Amazon's a disaster. Shout out to our sponsor, but you suck.
Yeah. But then you can't just log in. There's also a password. I don't have my password. You don't have your password. So there's two random DNAs out there in the database.
We are lost in America.
We're very lost. We're never going to be able to track down anymore.
Our DNA's lost in America.
There could be a half Sparks' sister, a big affair.
Oh, my God.
Myrna hasn't told
you
about.
So what's happening? So we have we can't reveal it on episode 50.
Well, we have a week. We got to get.
That's not.
We got to make it happen.
Oh, man. All right, listeners.
Do you think our listeners have been paying attention? Like, if we come back next week and say it's episode 49.
That's
will they
true.
Notice?
They won't know.
Or 49 and a half, we'll do like the being John Malkovich thing.
That's a good idea. All right. So that gets us to your Amazon sponsor, right? So what you do, everyone's been asking, how do I do this? If you're going to shop on Amazon anyway, and you want to support this podcast, first go to lostinamericapod.com. You will see in the upper right-hand corner, there's this advertisement. It's trying to sell you a book. Cap, what do?
You buy that book.
You don't buy the book.
If you want the book, if it sounds good to you.
No one wants the book.
It's like a viral or something.
All that is an ad. You click on that ad. Yeah. You do not have to buy the book. It takes you back to Amazon. Do your regular shopping. A percentage of what you buy comes back to us. It supports the podcast.
You know, if I ever get published or when you do get published, we got to figure out a way to become the book. Like, how
yes.
do you become, like, that's the ultimate. You become that book because people must buy it accidentally
now
all the time.
Now you're making money coming and going.
Cha-ching. Yeah. And, you know, I was over in Brooklyn.
Yep.
And I was going down a street and I saw, like, a place that sells air conditioners, like an old-time electronics place. They sell stereos, air conditioners, TV. And they had a big ad and it said, we will match any price on Amazon.
Whoa.
And you know what that said to me? we are going to burn that place down. We are going to do your work, Amazon. We are not going to let anybody match your prices.
Oh, yeah. We're foot soldiers for Amazon.
Because we're not getting a percentage of that guy's cut.
Exactly. So,
mom mentality, baby, in honor of Amazon.
Get our listeners after him.
Yeah, exactly. I'll give you the address after, on the website.
There you go. All right. Let's get to Lost in America.
Get to it.
I'm lost in America this week. To start out, fire exits.
Yeah.
In America. I don't know if this is America or just New York. I was in a building. I tried to go outside. I wanted to go with like the DMV or something, helping Ye get some stuff worked out. And we're on the sixth floor of this building. I open the door just to go. I'm like, I'll just take the stairs down. I go out the stairs. Immediately, I can't get back in.
Well, that's your first thing you did that was not American at all. You take the stairs. I'm sure the building had an elevator, right?
It had an elevator, but I'm
no
like,
no American
take the
does
stairs.
That. What you just did there?
Why?
Because we're lazy.
Yeah, but it's also probably because I literally couldn't get out. We were on the sixth floor. I tried to like
right. No reentry on this floor.
No reentry, and then I go down one. No reentry. You had to go all the way down to the lobby.
It's happened to me.
And
before.
I'm like, what are people doing if there actually is a fire in the fire escape the stairwell.
Because the fire, if you're no reentry, people can leave from those floors. They don't go in.
What's the point of not letting people back in?
I'm just speculating here. Maybe the fire marshal on one episode, but I think it's maybe to keep people orderly, go down the thing.
No, it's to trap people in this well of death where you get stuck in the fire exit while the fire is going all around you. What if all you want to do is go down one floor and get away?
You're saying that the fire, it's all a big con.
They designed a giant coffin just to kill people. Well, it's an urn.
I will say, if you ever, like, I don't think there's been much advancement in fire technology. Like, the stop, drop, and roll, all that stuff, it's been the same. The water, they're just doing water. They've been using that since we were kids.
Yeah.
So they got anything new?
Give me something besides stop, drop, and roll. And for adults, hey, go down the stairwell, and then you'll get caught. All you get in the stairwell is some homeless guy peeing.
Yeah.
And now you can't get out.
I mean, I don't want to go too, you know, this is 9/11 week, so I'm not going to go off on the fire department, but...
No, I'm pro-fire department.
Pro-fire department, so make that clear. But fire exits, I don't know. Like, do you do fire drills? Like, is that a thing in China? Do they, like, are they so prepared for fires the way we are in America?
I have no idea.
We have a fire drill in our office. It's like a law, I think. And, like, half the people just ignore them. They don't leave because they're not like kids. Like, kids like a fire drill. Get out of school.
Oh, yeah.
It's like an excuse. You don't have to do anything. But grown-ups, I have work to do. I don't want to be late for, like, getting out of work today because I had to leave the building for 15 minutes.
They might do them for kids. They did not do them. I didn't have to do them in my office.
Yeah, we do them in America.
I did have to have fire extinguishers. The fire department, the police or whoever would come by every once in a while to make sure you had a couple fire extinguishers in the building.
Okay.
But
they work in China. They're not like...
No, they actually
not
did.
Like for show.
No. They made you do that. But yeah, we never had to have.
Because yeah, we do that, and then yeah, they already like Teddy's like second day of school. He's like they've done a fire drill. He hasn't used a playground yet at school. He hasn't even had gym class. They've already done a fire drill. They're like want to make sure these kids are they know how to walk outside of the.
I feel like fire drills are best on an elementary school.
Yeah,
and they're worst on a cruise ship. It's always the first thing you do on a cruise is you got to do a fire drill, and everybody's like, can we just get
drunk? But you're in the
fucking
ocean. There's a really a cruise. I don't remember this.
Maybe the boat drill? What is it you have to do? Whatever the drill is, everyone has to go up and put their life jacket on.
Oh, right.
On.
They prove they know where the life jackets are.
And all people want to do is just get drunk.
Yeah. But really, they should let you get drunk first because most likely, if there is an emergency, you're going to be drunk when it happens on a cruise.
Yeah.
So you should be able to function.
It's like how drunk drivers always live, but they kill everyone else because their body was loose from being drunk.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a good move.
$1 billion idea.
Get kids drunk before fire drills. Stop, drink, and roll.
Stop, drink, and roll.
That should be it.
Done.
All right. Next, Lost in America for me. Oh, I don't like these. Okay, lists. Americans, I don't think you even know what I'm talking about, but I'll give you an example.
Make a list of it. No.
This is so annoying. This is the height of annoying America. I love America. I love my country. Mm. I love the fire department, 9/11. God bless. But these people just start talking, and then for no reason, Americans start listing things.
Who's these people?
Everyone
the
in America.
Jews or who? No.
Everyone. The Jews, the Gentiles, the blacks, the whites, all the right. Koreans, everybody.
No, especially the Koreans.
They go, so what? Tomorrow I'm going to go to the park, and then I have to get a drink, and then I'm going to have to go
you
shopping.
You mean when they're in conversation?
In conversation, people just out of the blue start listing.
I think it's because Americans have so much trouble with ADD now and everything that we don't. It's like even when we're having a conversation, we need to like refocus our brains.
They really like, so like nervous drag out the last word in every sentence. You could just say, "Yeah, tomorrow I'm gonna go to the bank, and then I'm going to the park, and then I'm gonna get a drink, and then I'm gonna go hang out with some friends." Right. But no, that's not the way people say it. They go, "I'm going to the bank, and then I'm going to the park."
Who are these people?
And then it happens all the time. Next time it happens on this pod, I will point it out.
You should ence it, not to get it. You know, give our sponsor extra mentions. But that, I want to hear these people. I want to hear the.
I'm gonna ence it. I want our listeners to write in if they agree with me. There's a silent majority agrees with me.
I want listeners to ence in lists.
And then I want you to write in. I had to go have a drink. And you don't know what I'm talking about at
all? I don't even notice this.
This is insane.
I mean, the Americans do a lot of like talking out loud because I think part of the thing is we assume the person.
I think we do all of our talking out loud.
I mean, thinking out loud. Because we almost assume the person we're with isn't paying attention because they're probably on their phone or.
Yeah, you're doing it right now. See?
Yeah. That was well played. So I don't know. I don't know what it is, but now I'm going to be very self-conscious and I'll be paying attention more.
It's, you know who it is specifically? I think it's white Americans.
White Americans?
Including Jews, including Gentiles, but not. I hear it more with white people and also specifically more in cities.
Yeah, I don't really think you talk to a lot of black people though, so let's.
I know a couple black people, but I'm saying like certain type of white people. Like I don't hear hillbillies doing it.
Right.
Rednecks aren't like, yeah, then I'm going to have to go to the
park. You've probably not seen a lot of those hillbillies in Brooklyn.
Do what?
You probably don't have a lot of rednecks in Brooklyn.
I don't think we have hills in Brooklyn.
We don't. We're Billies.
Well, just no one's named Billy out there.
All right, come out to Pennsylvania. I'll show you some hillbillies. We'll see if they make a list of all the.
I got to do some farming. I had to go. I had to plant the corn. Then I had to plant the wheat. Then I had to plant the vegetable. Okay.
I have no idea what people do on a farm, so I'm just going to accept that that's what they do.
I don't either. Let's get to Ents.
It's an app.
You can get it in the App Store, wherever apps are sold, up to 5-minute recordings. We've been using it. What you guys got to do, ints us in questions. DJ Payne, other answers are inting us in questions.
Answers, is that a word?
Answers, that's what we're calling them. We can play them now in the future on the pod. We'll be able to play your question and then answer it back on the pod. So you'll be on the podcast.
You'll be famous.
If you want to get on the pod, get on to Ints. Look up at Lost in America and at Turner Sparks. Ints us whatever you got.
Bring your best ends.
All right. Let's get to us.
Let's get more to us. Play the music.
Play the
us music.
All right. We're back. Cap, I'm going to get to my food guide of China in a minute, but before that.
Yeah, I got one thing I need some help with because if we start talking about food, I'm going to get hungry and I'm going to want to get out of here. So let's do me first.
Okay.
You know, last season on season one of Lost in America, previously on, we made some light of my struggles with coaching Teddy's soccer team or team managing. I was going to be the team manager and somebody assisted
me. And I wanted to be assistant.
Right. Now, that was a bit of shtick because. That season was not even games. They were just like little play things. Now he's in the big. He stepped it up in class. He's under six. It's like a soccer league. He's got games.
That's real league. I remember under sixes.
I like volunteered to assistant coach because every parent has to contribute in some way. And I don't want to be the team manager. I decided that seems like a lot of work. You got to send out emails. You got to organize. You got to get orange slices. I can't slice an orange properly. I don't know how. So I didn't want to do that. So I just like, I should do something. So I signed up for assistant coach, figuring like, I could do that. I can assistant coach.
Yeah.
Well, not enough people signed up for head coaching jobs, apparently. Or maybe everyone had my idea.
Whoa.
So they just sent out an email and they named me a head coach.
Coach Kaplan.
Coach Kaplan.
Do you wear a suit?
Well, so I have a lot of questions.
Do you get a whistle?
I need to figure out a few things. One is what I'm gonna wear. Like, do I gotta go with like the visor cap, the shirt tucked in,
I think you go English Premier League.
Because I'm picturing like Coach Taylor from Friday Night Lights, like
No, that's football.
That's football, but I don't. Yeah, what are they dressed like in soccer?
They wear suits. They wear like designer Armani suits.
Oh, right, they do.
Yeah, you got to wear a suit. I'll assistant coach.
Can you be my stylist? No parents volunteer to be coach or stylist yet.
100%.
Okay, so that's done. I need a whistle, right?
You need a whistle.
Yeah, look, you gotta, suit, whistle.
For games, you wear the suit. For practices, you need a kit.
Okay, so I got to tell you one thing, though. This team, the practices are for his age group, you practice, and then the games are the same day. It's like a half and half. So okay. Do I do a costume change in the middle? Do I run around?
Oh, really? Yeah. You got to do a costume change. So we're going to need...
We need a
trailer.
I'm going to make some demands on the league. I don't know what the budget is. They told me if I took this coaching course online at $7, they would reimburse me.
$7?
So I don't know if they're going to go more than $7.
Well, then wait. Okay, so you need a whistle.
I need a name. Like, I don't know. Should I go Coach Mike? Because Coach Michael doesn't sound right.
Coach Cap.
Coach Cap. That's yeah. Not Coach Kaplan. No, Coach Cap.
Coach Cap.
All right, Coach Cap.
And then what kind of lineup are we doing? Right. 3-3 and...
So
three?
Well, let me.
How many kids on the field?
So there's only three kids per. There's six kids on my team.
What?
They're playing 3-on-3 soccer here.
3-on-3?
So, and there's no goalie allowed. So someone could stand in the goal, but they're not allowed to use their hands.
But when you put a girl in, can it be 4-on-3?
This is all boys. We stepped it up. No girls on this team. Yeah, all boys. So Teddy, that really impressed Teddy. He's like, oh, yeah, no girls on our team. Like, he thinks.
Oh, yeah, he's all middle.
Yeah, he's real. So every 5-year-old's all middle, let me tell you. But so the strategy I was thinking, you're supposed to have no goalie. The reason is I've seen a little bit of these kids play. They either do two things. They chase the ball.
Sure.
Or they don't want to play. And they stand around and do nothing.
Oh.
Nobody plays. Nobody. There's no spacing.
Yeah, it's bunch ball.
It's like bunch ball. They all run up to the ball. And then so I was thinking of encouraging the kid who doesn't want to play to stand in front of the goalie. He's not allowed to use his hands, but he's sort of like a goalie.
Oh, there's one kid who doesn't want to play?
Well, usually kids get, they're going to get cranky.
Yeah,
I know the personalities.
Okay.
So that was going to be my one strategy. But
you're like a Zen master.
Yeah. We might have to, if we have any future, like Roger or somebody who know who's English, I don't know. Bring somebody.
Shout out.
Bring someone English on who can give me some strategy sessions. So I got a few things, though. Like, I had to go to this coaches meeting last week.
Okay.
Where they, had to give us the rules of the league and, try to teach us a few things. And I had to sign a bunch of paperwork.
Okay.
Two things that came up to me immediately, I think, are very, telling. One, the P rules. I'm calling
what?
I don't, if a kid on my team needs to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
They're like, I have to take I wouldn't just go alone. Like, I couldn't take some kid to the bathroom unless he was Teddy. Because, what if I, fiddle with him?
Oh, my gosh.
he's like, it's not a... The guy's, the commissioner, who's, very zen, very Brooklyn-y daddy, Brooklyn dad stuff. But he's like, it's not an official rule, but it's a recommendation for your own safety and for the safety of the league. Just to,
protect yourself.
So I'm just going to tell... Because I need my... I'm just going to tell kids to hold it in. Man up, right? Because I don't want to even deal with... Even if two guys, what if two parents take them? Then there's going to be a three-way. I don't know. They both.
No.
So we're just going to go no peeing on the pitch. Rule one, I think.
Okay, just no peeing.
That's rule one. Two, concussions. They made me sign this whole protocol thing.
Are you kidding?
It's like a class on identifying signs of concussions.
For 5-year-old soccer?
Yeah, how are they going to get a concussion?
They kick the ball at 2 miles an hour. No one can kick it in the air, even.
Right. They're not allowed to use their head, I don't think, but they wouldn't even know how to use their head. So, is it running into each other? Like, you just go full blown? Like, how would they?
Wait, do you get stretchers, in World Cup, where you take the kids off on a stretcher?
I mean, they told us there's, a first aid shed. I didn't pay attention, though, where it is, so I don't know. Maybe there's a stretcher in there.
What are the rules on flopping? Can we teach these kids to dive?
We should teach these kids to dive.
We got to start diving.
Yeah, because they made a big thing about just teaching them how to kick. The best thing is, I'm the head coach, right?
Yeah, that's the best thing.
They're like, yeah, that's the best thing. But he's like, this year, you just want to get them to try to, he's like, try to get them to kick with the right part of the foot. Now, I didn't remember. I had to look this up because I was not a great soccer player, believe you me. Like I said, my dad was, I liked soccer in a video game sense growing up. I went to study abroad soccer player. I got into soccer later. As a kid, I was mad. My parents made me play. They wouldn't let me play football, American football.
Yeah.
I never wanted to play soccer. So I didn't remember. You kick, you pass with the inside of foot, apparently.
Yes.
You kick with the top foot thing. And then guys, you plant your left foot, plant foot is the direction. I'm like, whoa, this guy's I'm just like a magic trick. I'm going to be like a genius to these kids when I tell them this.
All right, you need. I want to get out there. I want to assistant coach.
Yeah, you know stuff about strategy.
Yes, I know flopping.
You know flopping. Okay, so we're going to have flopping.
And I know. I mean, if it's 3-on-3, you can do a 3-man weave.
Get a 3-man weave.
That's about all. All right.
And I think the last thing is like I already think I'm off to a bad start. I sent out an email to the team, to all the parents. And I just was too funny. I wrote a really funny email. I think that was a mistake. I'm concerned.
Oh.
A good coach is not funny.
No. You got to be, yes.
I got to do that Seinfeld thing where you're like, not be funny. Like, I got to like be very dark and disturbed, I think, to get the respect of the team.
It's like why parents, if their kids are bad, they send them to Coach Knight.
Yeah, exactly.
Send them to Bobby Knight over there at Indiana.
I'm going to be the player's coach. I'm going to roll the ball out the coach like Coach Boeheim, but...
They got to send them to you so you can shape these kids.
I got to have one kid in my doghouse, right? So I need to.
Exactly.
I need to start. I need to. Anything funny I have, I got to just like save it for the pod, not bring it up on the pitch. I got to get serious, folks. We're going to win this freaking under six cup, the coveted.
What's our team name?
Well, last thing I'll tell you. So we had a meeting the other day, the team meeting of all the kids, and they were coming. We were in the middle of the team name process where kids were all throwing out animals they liked. In the middle of the process, a kid in the team's younger brother, like a 3-year-old, walks up to Teddy, who's just sitting there, punches Teddy in the face, like
hard. Wow, welcome to the team.
Teddy throws the ball at the kid, and then the kid hits him again. And like Teddy starts crying. He's bawling his eyes out. These kids are like voting on a team. They're like, they're like all like shout. The assistant coach guy, who I have an assistant coach already, he's like coming up with team names. And I'm like, Teddy, they're like, what do you think of the team werewolves? And Teddy's like, ah. So they think he's a big.
He's a big crybaby.
It's a big disaster. I had to get him Italian ices to get him to stop crying. The mom apologizes to me. You know what? She apologized to me, which is nice, but you know, she didn't give me $4 for the Italian ices, which is a big that's a net parenting thing. You make your kid cry. So anyway, hopefully none of the parents are listening to the pod.
Shout out.
So I can keep talking about this. But yeah, so we need a team name. We might be the werewolves, might be the cheetahs. We got some ideas. We'll come up with them. Answer us your ideas.
All right, so that's it. So when's your next game?
We got a game. This Saturday, actually, I'm going to be pulling a Deion Sanders.
What does that mean?
Brooklyn Dads. At 9 a.m., for all the listeners out there, I'm playing in a playoff basketball game of my little nerd basketball league that I've been in for years.
Okay.
We're in the Final Four. I got to finish that game. I got to hustle. 10:15, I'll be at McCarran Park for my first practice/game.
Whoa.
And here's the big news. If we win our game at 9 a.m., I got to then race back up Greenpoint to the basketball courts to get to the second half of the title game.
So wow.
That's Saturday.
Two sports in one day.
Two sports in one day, weather permitting. It's going to be a big day for me.
All right. Well, get out there, listeners. Support the werewolves.
Come.
I want to get to the fast food.
Yeah, let's get to the food.
So this all started because this was going to be a news story, but then we realized it's much bigger than just a news story. Gwyneth Paltrow recently she released her fast food guide to America.
Right, on her website.
It got picked up by Page Six. I read it. It makes no sense. She said, Starbucks, Wendy's, Panda Express, and Subway are the top fast food restaurants, she says, in America. That's already complete garbage.
Is this for healthy eating or for taste?
No, it's supposed to be for like healthy eating, but Panda Express is a dumpster fire of a restaurant.
Well, that's Chinese food. Isn't it like authentic? Isn't it a famous place in China?
It's not even close to authentic. Yeah, it refuses to eat there, to even walk by it.
Well, that's close-minded of her.
No, it's because it's disgusting. Panda Express stinks. Wendy's, we already know, is garbage. Arby's is so much better. Carl's Jr. is so much better. Starbucks, I'm fine with. I'm a fan. Subway.
Wendy's has gone downhill ever since. Did you have the Super Bar growing up? Remember they used to have the buffet with all the tacos and
I do.
I used to like to walk in there. I would take a taco and walk out.
Yeah.
Eat it on the road. I stole a lot of tacos from the Allentown Wendy's. Yeah, yeah. And then I go to Burger King next door. That was my move.
The square hamburgers is un-American over at Wendy's, but let's move on. So then her least, her worst restaurants, her lowest graded fast food restaurants, she says, are McDonald's.
I don't agree with that.
Domino's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Dairy Queen. Guess what? Arby's.
Whoa.
And Dunkin' Donuts.
Whoa. You do not come after Arby's and Dunkin' Donuts. Those are my children.
Anyway, she's a moron.
You're a moron.
But that led me to think.
We'll welcome her on the pod anytime to discuss.
Yeah, if you want to come on, you idiot, Gwyneth Paltrow, we can do it. But that's led me to think, no one knows, no one's done this for China.
Yeah.
We need
a guide.
Fast food restaurant guide to China.
The Lost in America. Cue the music.
Fast food restaurant guide to China.
The law.
Fast food restaurant guide to China.
The law.
Fast food restaurant guide to China.
The law.
So, okay, start it all off. You want me to give you what I think or what is? Because if you want to just go with what is the biggest,
right.
Kentucky Fried Chicken right off the bat.
Right. Now, are there Chinese, like, brands, or is it all just a Western?
There are Chinese brands, but for the sake of this podcast that people might have heard of, let's stick with the Western brands.
Okay, yeah, because I know Kentucky Fried. I've heard, and you tell me if I'm wrong here, that in China, it's like they're totally different. Like this, like is Kentucky Fried Chicken is like the order of like what's popular. Like Kentucky Fried Chicken is like blow, it's like everything.
Oh, it's way up. Yeah, it's totally different. Kentucky Fried Chicken is like far and away.
They're the McDonald's.
The number, yes, yeah. They're the number one far and away. There is a new Kentucky Fried Chicken built every day in China.
That's
for the last 10 years. That means there's more than 300 and however many, 65 in a year.
Yeah.
Built. There was. In 2006, when I was or 2005, when I was working at a newspaper in Suzhou, there was 85 Kentucky Fried Chickens in my town alone, and that was 10 years ago. So there's probably 300 now.
How many Kentucky Fried Chickens are there? I mean,
for every Kentucky Fried Chicken, there's five more Kentucky Fried Chickens.
And there are drive-throughs, and people are
there are no drive-throughs.
Oh.
It's all they don't have. There's no drive-throughs. It's all you go up. And so what they have the regular stuff, like you can get like a chicken sandwich and like a bucket of chicken, yeah. But then they have these like Chinese cakes they sell that are pretty good, these like egg cake things. I don't know how to describe it. So anyway, KFC's number one.
And it's number one as is. Where do you rank it?
I rank it pretty far down.
Ooh.
I would say Carl's Jr. is number one.
They have Carl's Jr. in China?
Yeah, but they only have two.
Oh, they don't have any like here. So
I know. They have two Carl's Jr.'s in China. And then below that, also, they have two in the whole country, so it barely counts. And then below that, they have California Burger, which is a ripoff of...
Yeah, that sounds like a fake...
It's a fake In-N-Out Burger.
Right. They have that in, like, other countries. They'll have, like, names, like New York, whatever. New York, yeah.
Yeah, but it's straight up fake. It's everything. Everything's called... It looks exactly like a
They have secret In-N-Out sauce. Burger.
I think they have the secret.
Do they have a secret menu? Like that?
They do have a secret menu. They've all
love that. Do people in China when they go on Facebook or Weibo or anything? Do they have if they go to a California Burger? Do they have to post a picture of it?
I don't think it. No, only expats go to it. Because here's the thing.
Because that would be they're
idiots.
In and out.
Here's the thing they don't understand. No one in China has ever heard of In and Out.
Right.
And so then there's no link to it being awesome.
So the people, because if people are posting it, then it really is the In-N-Out. Because people in America, they cannot go to In-N-Out Burger without posting a picture.
In-N-Out Burger sucks. That's a hot take. So anyway, so they have that. But that might have even gone out of business at this point because they were strictly relying on expats that knew In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah, right.
And they would go to. My favorite, this was only around in like 2004, 2005, 2006. Then it went away. But when I first got there, my favorite was they had one Taco Bell in Shanghai, and the best part of it was that they made it was like going into a Chili's in a, or like a
sit-down restaurant.
It was a sit-down restaurant. They had waiters and waitresses. They were all Chinese people, but they all wore sombreros and they said "Hola" when you came in. They were like contractually had to say "Hola."
Do they play like was there a mariachi band or something?
They had the music, yeah. But the menu, the food was all exactly exactly Taco Bell food.
That's you know, that reminds me, there's a place called Taco Maker.
Yes.
In like, I used to go to this place and it was like in like a bodega.
Okay.
And it was like before Taco Bell like blew up in America. Like, you remember?
Yes, of course.
But like
California.
Before that, it was like, there was not Mexican. And I was like, this is the greatest thing ever. My friend John and I used to go to Taco Maker. I was like, this tacos are like fast, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And they, for some reason, decided like not to franchise or like to be like in like a couple bodegas in Maryland. And then Taco Bell, like,
Taco Bell took
they
over.
They just had this like formula, the Mexican they had Mexican pizza?
They had everything. Then it went away, and it went away for like 15 years. It just came back last year into Shanghai. I'm going because I'm going back to Shanghai in January, and it's coming back with a vengeance.
For the Taco Bell.
Guess why? For their opening, they flew out Shaquille O'Neal.
Ooh.
He went to it. They also sell margaritas now.
Oh, my God.
Full alcohol section.
This is what you should have been doing with your Mr. Softy. I don't know where that ranks in your list.
No, we had that idea, Mr. Softy After Dark.
Yeah, you should have
got
Stephen
Marbury. Where we just drove around and we sold booze.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I just mean you got to get the celebrities.
So then, okay, then you got Pizza Hut.
No.
We're going in the pizza section. They have Pizza Hut, and they have
Papa John's.
Papa John's. Those are the two.
No Domino's.
They do. They just started to get Domino's. Domino's is definitely the lowest. Mm. And then Pizza Hut is garbage, in my opinion, but it's ranked by far the highest.
But, I mean, is it different? Like, because, like, all of them are garbage to me in America, but, like, if I was in China, I would probably eat them because I'd want pizza, and I know that's the best.
Pizza Hut's like a 5-star restaurant in China. Like, they have people, when I first got to there, people would go there on dates. Like, you'd be like, hey.
Did they have, like, a pizza buffet or something? I remember.
No buffet. It's just, like, a sit-down restaurant. The big thing, but they have all these weird, like, they have one pizza that in the crust, you know how they put cheese in crust?
Yeah, the most American, like.
So they put cheese and hot dogs in the crust.
I'm feeling better about America's, like, we're going to ruin the rest of the world. No, they do that. I thought that was really an American thing. You have hot dogs and a crust of a pizza.
No, they go over the top.
The Chinese obesity epidemic is coming, baby.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming fast.
That's awesome.
And then, okay, so then there's no Arby's. Mm. So we got to get Arby's out there.
Yeah, we got to get Arby's out there. They don't have a Jamocha shake.
No Jamocha shake.
Never experienced it.
So if I'm ranking it, okay, and then all the way down.
Little Caesars? Is there a Little Caesars?
There's no Little Caesars.
That's where I used to also work. So
there's no Little Caesars. But I would say the very bottom of the
barrel.
The bottom of the charts for China fast food, Burger King.
Really?
It's garbage.
But do you like Burger King in America?
I love Burger King in America.
Yeah, I figured, yeah.
So the food is still exactly the same in China, but they have no management. So there's just garbage everywhere. They don't clean the
literally
tables.
Literally, it's garbage.
Yeah, there's literally garbage everywhere. They don't clean tables. You look behind the counter, and it's just like trash everywhere.
So you can take a cigarette and just drop it on the ground there. No one's going to say anything.
Easy. I would much rather go to a McDonald's than I would a Burger King in China.
Wow. What is you think the reason for that? You think Burger King's going for a look?
I think they have like 10 of them, and no one's out there watching. I think maybe Burger King in America just sold it off to China. And went, do whatever you want.
Because Burger King and a lot of these places have like, I mean, like KFC is like dominating the chicken, but like a lot of these other places have chicken, if that's the thing that people are into.
They are selling chicken now. So McDonald's makes a huge amount of their money off of chicken.
Yeah.
They have chicken sandwiches, chicken burgers, all chicken wings, whatever.
Mm. So I think what you need to do is put together a guide, maybe a subscription service, because this information sounds like something people should be paying for.
Behind a paywall. Yeah, definitely. Behind a paywall.
And we should go deeper into all these.
All right, let's do it.
We can give real reviews.
So this is just a taste.
This is a taste. Tip of the iceberg.
Let me re-rank. I'm putting Taco Bell number one because they have margaritas.
Yeah.
And they got Shaq.
Okay, margaritas and Shaq. Good combo. It's like Kobe and Shaq.
Exactly.
You're going to break up one of these days, but.
I'm putting Carl's Jr. at number two.
Right.
Because it's Carl's.
Yeah, because your hometown bias.
I'm going to put McDonald's at number three because it's consistent. It's everywhere. And McDonald's, they do now have drive-thrus at McDonald's in China.
I tell you a true story. I've only eaten McDonald's burgers in the last, like, only eaten them abroad.
I haven't had one
in America since I was, like, six or something.
Same here.
Yeah.
But abroad, I would say once a month, I would hit Mickey D's.
Yeah, Mickey D's.
And then number 999,000.
Burger King. All right, there it is.
That's it.
A lot of places can open up and fill in between the gaps.
Okay, so that's that. Now, let's get to reader mail. So we got a lot of mail coming in.
Yes.
Over the last few, it's been piling up.
We've been neglecting it.
Yeah, first piece of mail comes from Drew Fralick, a comedian. Big comedian on the circuit out in Asia. He's also a big pod listener.
All right.
Shout out to Drew. Drew says, first of all, great pod.
Great pod.
Second of all, let's
end it there.
What?
Let's end it there.
I wish we could.
Next piece of mail.
I wish we could. Second of all, I'm pretty pissed off for two reasons.
Whoa.
Number one, apple picking is downright awesome. Cap, this is from our episode a few weeks ago, right?
I mean, I could have ripped apple picking in any number of episodes, but yeah, I believe it was a few weeks ago.
I think it was the episode where you talked about going to that
Governor's Island.
Governor's Island.
Yeah, it must have been a passing reference because there's no apple picking in Governor's Island, but I must have said, like, it's activities. Yeah.
I think you said, in the middle of the day, like your wife on the weekends
to do shit?
wants to go apple picking.
Yeah, save it for when you got kids.
Yeah, he says it's awesome. He says he would go every day if he could. I would say once, apple picking's only good if it's a combined with like caramel apples. If I can get an apple. But even those, I can just get them at the store.
I love apples. But you know when you go apple picking? You go to your freaking grocery store and do some apple picking.
Yes, I agree with you.
And people, it's not like it's an accomplishment. Like you go to the place, and anyone who's never been apple picking before, you go there, you're not climbing up in the tree and picking the best piece. They're just all laying around, like the pumpkin patch. Just a bunch of pumpkins.
You're right.
And you know why they're horrible? Because I mean, maybe if you can go on an off day. I don't know what an off day is, but like if you know a good day to go, like, and you can get in there and it's easy.
There's 1,000 people.
You go
up there.
To the in the autumn. I know he's throwing your fall again. Or use the autumn of, in New York City area, the Northeast. And it is like every fucking person like me, everybody with kids is there. It's hell. There's like, you have nowhere to park. It's just like total hell. I don't know how anybody who doesn't have kids wouldn't blow their brains out doing this.
Everyone's mad. Their kids running around. Trevor, get back here.
It's the lamest thing ever. And it's like a cider. I mean, cider's great. Go buy it at a grocery store.
Hey, have it. Although apple donuts. Have you ever heard had those?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I like an apple.
But again, you can mail them
to you. Don't need to go picking for the apple donuts.
Next thing he says... Do not appreciate the Detroit bashing. This guy's from Detroit, United States of America.
Detroit, Michigan?
Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah.
He doesn't like... It's an easy target, he says, for people.
I agree. You know what? I'm going to usher a rare apology. I didn't like... when I didn't mean to Detroit bash. It was lazy joke. It was early in the morning we did that pod.
But
I wasn't
can I
firing
say this?
All cylinders. Yeah.
There is a recent news story about a lady... These people back to school shopping in a Walmart in Detroit... These two moms, they get into an argument. One of the moms pulls a gun in the middle of the Walmart.
That shows how awesome Detroit is. I was totally wrong.
Okay.
But yeah.
Also, Detroit has, what do they have? They got Alice Cooper.
Derek Coleman.
They have
Todd Bergen.
The Fab Five. They have Kiss.
They have moms with fucking guns.
They got moms with fucking
moms
guns.
Moms with guns at a Walmart. And but look, by the way, that's our Randy Kaplan shout out as a genius because she did all of her back to school shopping online on Amazon.
And no one pulled a gun on
supporting the
her.
Pod. So yeah, if you want to support us and don't have guns pulled on you moms out there, Amazon's the way to go. There's no guns online.
No guns on Amazon. Okay, so that's it for Drew Fralick. The next review comes to us from Tim Clack. Tim Clack got to us on our Facebook page. Here, it's a very short review. All it said, Tim Clack the second. I apologize.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
Tim Clack the second.
Tim Clack the first is not a fan. He's more of a
well.
Sorry,
neither is
so busy
Tim
fan.
Clack the second because he says this podcast is too American.
Oh, where's he from?
Too American. Well, if he calls himself Tim Clack the second instead of junior, I assume he's from across the pond, the United Kingdom.
That's a thing. They don't have juniors in the United
Sorry,
Kingdom.
Sorry, Tim Clack the second. We will try to be less American. But guess what? It's called Lost in America, not Lost in the freaking UK, you idiot.
Yeah, and if it was too American, we wouldn't be Lost in America. So
yeah.
You don't even understand the title, man.
So we're firing you as a listener.
Yeah.
Get out of here, yeah. Tim Clack. Next up,
we're
last...
so big that we tell our listeners to go F off.
Exactly. F you. And shout out. Last review.
Thanks for listening. Please give us a review.
Exactly.
5 stars.
5 stars on iTunes. Last review comes from D Unit. Y-U-N-I-T. D says, Mr. Softy has a podcast? Subscribed.
Yeah.
Those are the kind of people we like. Should we get to the news?
Let's get to the news.
All right. Play the music. News story of the week. This comes to us from Vice, Kaplan.
Right.
This past weekend, two tragic and needless competitive eating related deaths occurred within 24 hours of each other. A 20-year-old college student and a 42-year-old college man died in separate choking.
Colorado man. I don't think he's a college man.
Oh, a Colorado man. Excuse me. Died at hot dog eating contests. Here's the thing. People, like, this is what I love about America. This is the most American story we can get. People die at hot dog eating contests. People used to die from heart disease, right?
I still
You eat. You have a whole lifetime of eating hot dogs, and then eventually you die. These people are cutting out the middleman. They're dying right away just straight from the food.
Yeah, and just not to... one guy was eating pancakes, it says, which I find amazing that you could have a... and one guy's eating donuts, it says. And
I apologize.
Yeah, there's more than just hot dog eating. You just seem to think that all eating contests are hot dogs.
Well, that's my favorite food.
There's many different fields, and maybe hot dogs is the safest one because I don't hear anybody dying of hot dog eating.
Okay, you're right. Pancakes make sense because it's like a frisbee shape.
Yeah.
It could take up your whole mouth, right?
Because you know what you got to do to be safer? They got to make those little baby, what do you call those ones? The silver... You know, with
like silver dollar pancakes.
Silver dollar pancakes. That's a safer pancake.
Okay, yeah, that should be the competition. Also, you got to dip that baby in syrup.
Yeah, and donuts. I mean,
I could see donuts because sometimes when donuts are dry, you kind of get that taste.
I think it's probably a glazed donut, I would imagine. I don't think they're gonna go Boston creams or something. jelly. That would be I don't understand. I love to eat, so I don't understand the eating contest in general because you don't flavor. You're not tasting anything, right? It's just like.
Well, I understand it because it's a sport. You want to be an athlete, you know. Mean, I think they should add it to the decathlon. I think you should have to eat 100 hot dogs and then go do the javelin.
Wait, well, that would be a double. That's a good thing.
That's what I'm saying. See, and then do 9 other sports.
Let's see. Yeah, Michael Phelps can swim all great, but let's see how he swims after a big meal.
Yeah.
Because that would train.
But not even waiting 45 minutes jump in the pool.
And then we could get drunk basketball or whatever.
Or, yeah, you add the thing where you pound a beer and then you spin around on the baseball bat.
Drunk guy softball leagues.
Yeah, and then you run to first base.
Yeah, all right.
And you see who will die then.
Everything's a sport. Let's bring it on.
So do you think people now is here's the question I would pose, is competitive eating the next NFL? Are people going to stop watching it because there's too many deaths?
The next Will Smith's going to make a movie about this big cover-up. They tried to cover up. There apparently been signs. They knew. There was a study a long time ago, like 1985. There were scientists who came up with a controversial study that said if you eat 71 pancakes in 10 minutes, it could kill you. And the big...
Will Smith's gonna do whiteface.
Yeah, Big Food knocked it. They covered it up. They ignored the signs.
Oh, Big Food covers up everything.
So yeah, that's the next shoe to fall.
All right, next story, Kaplan.
Yeah,
this one is near and dear to my heart. A Yale dean has lost her job after calling people white trash in Yelp reviews.
Okay,
this is from the New York Times. I don't know. These colleges just firing people. Apparently, is white trash racist? I mean, I guess.
Wait, yeah. I mean, who was mad?
Well, first of all, this lady's Asian. She's an Asian American, I believe. She, Dr. Chu is her name. She was teaching a class, Perspectives in Asian American Psychology. I don't see how this is off base with her Perspectives in Asian American Psychology. I think going and calling someone white trash is.
Yeah, but you know what I have a problem with? She's a dean of Yale. Not Miami or Syracuse talking about.
Sure.
And why is she doing Yelp reviews? Like, well, that's kind of embarrassing.
Okay,
that's what I'm firing her for.
I'm of two minds on this. On one hand, I do not think you should be fired for calling someone white trash.
Yeah.
Who cares? Who's the one who's offended? What white people are really that offended that an Asian person calls a different person white trash?
Yeah.
Have you ever been offended by anyone saying the word white trash?
Well, I've never been called white trash.
But have you ever? No. Neither of these people, they're offended that someone else got called white.
Right, well, that's the theme. I mean, I don't know. Is that why she's definitely fired? Because I saw she also has a review where she called the concession. She said, these concession workers are barely educated morons who can't add 7 plus 7.
Well, that's
beneath being a dean to me.
Well, that's the whole thing. Is she getting fired for being racist? Which I don't think she is racist. Who cares? Or is she getting fired for just being an internet troll? Because her Yelp reviews, not only... Here, I'll read her two reviews from Yelp in the local Yale Yelp, whatever.
Yale
Yelp. If you're a white trash, this is the perfect night out for you, she wrote in one review, published under the name June C, about a local Japanese restaurant.
Oh.
So I guess white trash people... First of all, white trash people don't even eat Japanese food.
Yeah, I think it was just kind of a miss... Like, she's trying to make a joke.
And then the second thing she said in another review, she said for a cinema, so what they have is barely educated morons trying to manage snack orders for the obese, and also trying to add 7 plus 7.
I mean, that just seems like a mean review and totally unnecessary because it's a movie theater. What, like, who does she want working at the? I mean, it's like people working in a movie theater. Why?
She sounds like
a total asshole. Fuck her.
Basically, she just sounds like an asshole. Yeah, I don't know. What this does also back up my claim that I would say Asians are the new white people.
Yeah.
You know, and because white people like are getting
you're allowed
mad.
To say this because we're going to find out you're 100% Chinese. So go ahead.
Exactly. So white people are mad at other white people when they say something racist about someone else, even if that other race doesn't care.
Yeah.
Now, Asian people are getting mad at other Asian people for saying something about white people. Do you follow?
Yeah. So, okay.
So that backs up my claim that Asians are the new white people because they're now equally offended on behalf of other races.
Oh, yeah, they are. You are.
See?
Congratulations.
Thank you. I am.
Like, it's like that time. It's a great point you're making because white people have really perfected this. There was another story this week of a professor, a British white guy.
Oh, this is our final news story.
Yeah, so let's just blend them together because they're on the same theme.
Okay. And you want me to read the story?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Matthew Halls, an acclaimed British conductor, has been fired from a prestigious American music festival in Oregon after a seemingly innocent joke he made to a black friend was labeled racist. So this is on the same theme, right?
Yeah.
So this guy, this conductor, this music conductor, tells a joke to his friend, his longtime friend, who's a black guy. What happened was a white woman overheard the joke, reported it to the officials at the University of Oregon, and he was fired.
Yeah, and his joke was he did a southern accent, a British guy doing a southern accent. She thought he was doing a black accent, but he was doing it to a black guy. So even if he was, this is exactly the point you just made. It's like people getting offended on behalf of somebody else.
And British people aren't good at accents.
Yeah, well.
They can't do American accents.
I mean, they speak terribly.
Exactly.
You do a better Australian accent than they.
Hello, mate.
So if that accent you just did could be confused with a black person, you could be, this whole podcast would be picketed and, careful. Be careful, young man, with your accent.
The last thing I want to say, back to that last, the Yelp review lady. Yeah. Yelp sucks. I've been using Yelp since I've been back in America.
Yeah, that's your first mistake.
And it's horrible. It doesn't, the directions are off. GPS can't tell you where you are. The only thing, if you can't be racist on Yelp, where can you be racist?
Right. Well, Yelps are like podcasts. They're letting like all these people try to be creative out there. And you know what? It's hard. It's hard to make a joke.
Exactly.
So don't go to Yelp don't even go to Yelp. Read a freaking review. I'm a elitist. I read a food review from the New York Times.
Yeah.
Don't go to Yelp. That's my final piece of advice.
All right. That's all. Should we get lost?
Yeah. I got a special happy birthday shout out to Mrs. Kaplan, Randy.
Ooh, happy birthday, Randy Kaplan.
I'm going to get lost. It's her birthday, so.
Get out of here.
Or yesterday was her birthday, but yeah.
Get lost.
Get lost.
Well, we know where we're going, but we don't know where we've been. And we know what we're knowing, but we can't say what we've seen. And we're not little children, and we know what we want, and the future is certain. Give us time to
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.